Naughty cells are ignored. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Naughty cells are ignored. Now, what in the world do we mean by naughty cells? Well, any of our body cells that are not acting in the proper way are naughty cells. They're cells that are not doing what they are designed to be doing. They're not doing the perfect job that they're designed to be doing. Each has their original purity and integrity, their perfect way of what they're to be doing, and they better well be doing it. Now, if they're not doing it, one little cell here or there, like a cancer cell, or like a cold cell, or like a whatever, why are they there? Because we have given them the power to be there. We have held in our consciousness thoughts about ourself that are negative, thoughts about ourself that are limiting, thoughts about ourself that are not true. Oh, I feel so terrible today. Hey, that's not true. You feel good today. You feel good always. And if you ever allow yourself to think you don't feel good, then you should not feel good. You deserve it. You built that into your life. You have accepted that as who you are, and that's so silly. I was talking to a couple of girls this past week, and they are very angry at each other. They're always picking on each other and picking on each other and picking on each other. And one's now in the hospital and one is at home being angry. And so I had a talk with both of them, actually. And with the one, I said, if you would just hurry up and die, you'd be out of my world and I wouldn't have to hear that caterwauling negative stuff. If you want to live, I'm right with you 100% to live for the next couple of hundred years, or 1,000 years, whatever you want, in a totally perfect body, mind, and spirit. But if you want to die, don't prolong it. Don't prolong it. Go. And the only reason you want to die is because your body's not perfect, for instance, you know? Well, then start seeing your body perfect every minute. Don't look at the illusions. The illusions are just temporary things. Now, when you really want perfect health, you really want abundance, you really want happy relationships, you really want everything that, like these things I'm saying here, then the only thing to do is to concentrate on those things, to know only those things. And if a naughty cell comes up and says, ho, I see beyond you, I see that you're not really happy, you're not really healthy, you're not, and you don't say, cell, go away, your naughty cell, go away, you say, hey there, white corpuscles, come on, we got a job to do here. Let's get in there and clean up this show. And then they do. And that's a mental attitude. It doesn't really work that way. We merely stop giving attention to the naughty cells and they atrophy, they go away. They die. And we give attention to the positive thoughts and they live. Now, take this thought just as a thought, just as a wonderful, wonderful thought. Our body, in the tip of our finger, in the tip of my little finger, it has an infinite trillion, zillion, billion cells. Can you imagine it? That's a lot of cells in just that little area. Imagine what your whole body has. It has an infinite number of cells. You can't even begin to think of how many cells are in your body. I don't think there's any measurement that's got it. There's not a measurement for the stars in the sky. There's not a measurement for the sands on the seashore. And then we think that we want to measure the number of cells in our body, but that's not only there. Then it's the nanocells. And it's the tiny cells. It's the quarks. It's the pisons and pistrons and whatever we call these wonderful names of added cells and little cells within big cells. And wow, you know. Okay, now, so one or two cells was naughty. And one or two cells brought illness into your body. Now, say for instance you got cancer and it's not very nice. And it's over, say, an area of maybe about a tenth of your body. And that's naughty. That's really naughty. Well, a tenth of your body is still very small compared to your whole body. So if you were any kind of a general, you would get busy and you would say, I will marshal my positive thoughts so that any negative thought no longer has the right to be there. And those naughty thoughts are going to be chased out of town. I am going to marshal my positive thoughts. Okay, men, here we are. Now, that's one-tenth, and then what, nine-tenths? Nine-tenths of my body with cells of the infinite capacity to have. Let's go. Let's on the march. Perfect, perfect, perfect. Let's sing. Onward cells we go, marching as to peace, love and health and abundance are with me today. Oh, I made that up as I went along. Not too bad. But you see, we want to have this army, if you want to call it an army, this march of our good cells to bring about the perfection and the joy and the peace that they really are. And those couple of little cells that got the wrong message from someplace because we allowed it, the garbage or sewage, to seep in there about it, and then we began to feel about it, and then we began to feel sorry for ourselves that we got it. Stop it. Start feeling positive, joyous, wonderful, filled with power, filled with joy, and go with it. Go with it. It's only a minority of the cells. Most cells of our body are perfect and always are and always will be. Go with it. And then, what do? We bank on good ideas. We have a bank within us. It's called our body. Our body's a bank. And now, are there any accounts in our body that are not what we want? Are there any accounts that are not paying revenue, that are not earning interest, and that are not building dividends for us? Well, then get rid of those accounts. Sell them off for less than what they're worth or whatever, and get rid of them. You don't want them there. And if you let them atrophy, then that's even better. Now, consider how many cells are in our body. Consider what attention we give to them. Do you know what the cell in the middle of the bottom of your arch is doing, just that one cell? No. Do you know what the billions and zillions and trillions and killions of cells in your whole body are doing? No. You just know about a couple of them. You just know about a couple of them. And if you've got a cancer cell there, like as has been taught before, think of the white corpuscles coming in and eating them up, and then, poof, they're gone. Now, that's one way. But another way is just to give it no attention, and they go away. Give it no attention and the atrophy. Attention given to anything and it is there. Give attention to love. Give attention to peace. Give attention to red action. Give attention to all the wonderful features of our beingness, and then we bring that forth. Now, is that what you want in your life? I sure wonder about that sometimes, because sometimes we have thoughts that are not too good. I've been lecturing for over 6 weeks and straight for mostly 10 hours a day. And more, and counseling, and working with people. And I had a great time. I really thoroughly enjoyed it. But I pushed myself without getting the proper rest. I didn't sleep properly because I was working on people's circumstances and working on their treatment requests and so forth. And then I was preparing the tapes. I was on this Olympus at DM1 now, too, so that we could put them for everyone to hear if they want to hear it, and working on all of these great things, and you just should take a break, because the body says that. Now, I don't really have to take the break, but that's what my mind thinks. I'm still of that consciousness that I like to have a few hours sleep at night, you know. And so when I don't do that, my body says to me, you're cheating. You're not doing what you promised to do. You promised you'd go to bed for a little while every night, you know, and just take a little nap and just relax. And so then I talked to my sister and I said, you know, I got a little laryngitis after I got back from Canada, in fact, while I was even there. And I said, so when I got home, I just stayed in bed 3 days and let my body rest and let it all recuperate, and now it's back to normal. And she says, well, your body talks to you sometimes, doesn't it? It tells you what to do. She says, you know, a couple of days rest is good for anything that ails us, because we take our mind off our busy, busy, busy schedule. And she says, Herb, of all the people I know in my whole world, you have the busiest schedule. And also, things are going your way in such a beautiful way. And she says, it's about time that these things go that way. And I thought that was a very nice thing to say. And this is where you are. Say this about the cells of your body and let them all go your way. Say it forever. I have no pity with anyone who has self-pity for themselves. I have no pity for someone who's crying. If they're hurt, tell me, and we'll work on it. We'll put a new cause in motion for them. If they are crying just to get my attention or to get my sympathy, well, forget it. Drop dead. I don't need that. I'm not into the world of sympathy. I'm in the world of love, unconditional love, and I see you fully revealed in every possible way, and that is really wonderful. That's the way it goes. Naughty cells are ignored, and they just atrophy. They disappear. Good cells are emboldened when we speak about them and we recognize them. How often do you go over your body and give yourself an energy massage and just love every area of your body and say, you're whole and perfect, you're whole and perfect, you're wonderful? How often do we say these words? I walk the meditation path here once or twice a day, and each time I walk it, I'm filled with all sorts of affirmations and all sorts of positive statements. And, Herb, but you're in the business of this. You're already there. No. We go back for our 40 days and 40 nights, you know, and put our act in order. And we have to remind ourselves sometimes that this year, because sometimes we get to be a little caring about things that we shouldn't have any caring about. And when we care about something that we shouldn't care about, then we pay the penalty, because that means we have endorsed it, we have recognized it, and when we recognize it, then it's in us. A lot of healers say when they do healing work that they take on the illness of the patient, and that's true. That's true, because they feel that it has to go someplace, so they let it come into them, and that's silly. That's really silly, but hey, people do what they do, and we do what we do, and you are wonderful. Because I unconditionally love me, I unconditionally love me, I unconditionally love me, and everybody in my world.
Hey, Viva.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.